Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let's go ahead.
Today's weather, we're looking at 71 degrees right now with a high of 84 today. I don't know if we're going to get there because of we have pretty cloudy skies and it was sprinkling just a little bit ago, before I got here and got on my show. Also, tomorrow, Friday, we're looking at 89 degrees and partly cloudy. Saturday, 91, partly cloudy. Sunday, 91, partly cloudy. And Monday, we're looking at 92, partly cloudy. Now, it doesn't look like there's going to be any rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. It doesn't look like, according to my cast from weather.com. All right. So, looks like you guys are going to have a great weekend. I'm not, because I have to work on Saturday. But it's all good. It's all good, right? I'm making money, but I have to work. So you guys can rub it in, though. I don't mind. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's word of the day is swan song. Swan song. SWAN, like a swan bird. SONG, swan song. Now, swan song is a noun, and it means a song of great sweetness said to be sung by a dying swan. That's pretty cool, right? Swan song is a song of great sweetness said to be song by a dying swan. So the swan bird is dying, okay? And as the bird is dying, it starts, I guess it starts to, I don't know how what kind of sound they make, but I guess it starts to make it sound or sort of a whistling sound, I guess. And it's a song of great sweetness. Wow, that's something new on me. And the second meaning is a farewell appearance or final act or pronouncement. So there's been entertainers and people like that that have made swan songs or have made their last appearance. And so that's what that means. Swan song, a swan song. All right. Anyhow, let's get into this. Today's topic of the day, or today's episode, is entitled "Caitlin, Talk About This." And y'all call me and give me your opinion. We're going to discuss the things that may be going through the mind of this man or woman or whatever he is or wants to be, and the feelings that he may get. Okay? That's what I want to talk about. Some of the feelings that he may get. Because I know I talked to a friend of mine today and I was asking, this guy, or I don't know what to call him. I guess I'll call him, is it right? Transgender? Is transgender the right word for this? Or transsexual? Is that the right word for this? I don't know what any one of those. I guess transgender means that you're doing just what he's doing. You're going from you're transferring from your God-given sex to your want to be sex. So you're being a transgender, because gender is like a man or a woman. So a transgender, I guess, I'm this off my head, I'm thinking that a transgender is a man that wants to be a woman or a woman that wants to be a man. Now, here's my deal. This is why I'm so edgy about what's going on here. And believe me, guys, I know this is getting a lot of attention. It's in the media and everywhere, but this is pretty much going to be my one and only time to do an episode about this. People have been asking me to talk about it or whatever, so I'm going to do it. And on my show, I'm 100%, right? I don't cut any corners. If I research something, I'm going to bring you the real deal. If I'm giving you my opinion or if I'm being opinionated about a subject, I'm giving you my true feeling. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm not, you know, dancing around the issue or what have you. I'm telling you just how it is. So let's do this. The first thing I thought about when I heard about Bruce Jenner doing this, wanting to dress in women's clothes, wanting to be a woman, he said that he still likes women. Okay, he's 65 years old. I don't call that an old man, okay? I call an old man 75 and up. That's what I call old men, 75 and up. Old women, 75 or even 80 and up, okay? That's what I call them. That's at that age, then I call them old. I guess it's because I'm in my 50s. That's what I want to say. But, you know, why does he want to be a woman? Why does he want to dress in women's clothes? Now, he says that this has been something that he's been struggling with since he was 10 years old. Struggle with it. Why not just go ahead and do what you want to do when you were a kid? Why didn't you go ahead and do what you wanted to do when you were, say, in high school, college? Okay? Because he knew that if he did that, he would have been a totally different person. And if you think about his life, I guarantee you, would not have gone down the road that it has gone in the past. He would not have been an Olympic champion. He probably would not have been able to be friends or business associates of people that he's business associates with. He probably would have never met the Kardashian lady. And that's a big part of it too, because you know, he also hurt her so bad. I think he hurt her to the core. I watched an episode of my favorite reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah, I said it. I watch it. That's the number one reality show on TV right now. And I'm one of the reasons why. I watch it all the time. It's very interesting to me. Okay? But they've showed it on the show where he was sitting in her kitchen talking to her about his decision to come out with this. And she was just bawling. I mean, her makeup was running down her face, and she didn't care. She didn't try to clean it up or keep a tissue or anything. She just bawling. And she was upset with him because she said that he wasn't truthful with her. He didn't, you know, tell her what was going on with him. Okay? Now, Here's the other thing. And because he didn't tell her what was going on with him, he wasn't being truthful with her. He wasn't being honest with her. Okay? Now, what else am I looking at? And guys, again, you can comment on the show. You're up on the show right now. Just press 1 if you want to talk, if you want to give your opinion, or if you want to, you know, tell me something. Or if you just want to make a statement. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If if all my internet listeners, if some of you guys want to call into the show, there are some lines open so you can call in and comment. Okay? Now, my other thing is that he says he's going to do full circle by this summer. And what full circle means? Full circle means he's not just going to dress like a woman. He's not just going to have his makeup like a woman. He's not just going to have his hair like a woman. I mean, he's going to get his sex change. He's going to take these hormone pills. He want to have breasts, everything, whole 9 yards. Right? So, if you still like women, what can you do for a woman once you have changed your sex organs, cut off his sex organ, and he's now a woman? As Khloe Kardashian says, are you going to really go that far and have a vajayjay? And I like vajayjay. Okay. But, you know, so what's funny to me is that, okay, he's going to do that. He's going to have the sex change and all that. What are you doing that for? Okay? And if you still like women, now this thing is all over the world. What woman is going to be with Bruce Jenner? Okay, you go home and you take your female clothes off, and you take your makeup off, and you change your hair, you put it back in a ponytail like you've done. Now you want to go out with a woman? Now you want to try to be with a woman? She knows about you. What woman is going to want to date you? Well, I'm 100% on my show. But some women, not all women now, I'm not saying all women, but some women are gold diggers. Some women will do anything for money. Okay? And if they feel like he's got money, which he's got some money, and he's going to get more money, because that's exactly why he's coming out with this. That's exactly why he's doing this. Okay? They'll go out with him. Although he can't do anything for them, they'll go out with him because of his money. They'll probably go to his place and sleep with him because of his money. But what's he going to do? He done lost his, he done lost his organ. He's got what you got. Now, another piece of this. If a man cuts off his sex organ, now he's put him together with a woman's sex organ, with a vajayjay. Now, you know, where is your stimulation? How are you going to get that feeling? How are you going to get that feeling that men and women get when they're together, when a real man and a real woman is together and they, you know, are intimate with each other? Okay, and when you're intimate with each other, you're looking for that feeling, right? How is he going to get that feeling anymore? Hey, that cat is... His whacker off. Now, what, you know, where is he going to get his feeling? How does a doctor listening to the show can tell me this. How does a man who has changed his sex organ from a man's sex organ to a woman's sex organ, how does he get a feeling that women get when they have intercourse with a man. How does he get that feeling? I mean, you know, our feelings, you know, men's feelings come, you know, we look for that feeling, right? So how is he going to get that feeling? Is he going to have to sleep with a man? Is he going to have a man to be intimate with him and he can get that feeling? Can he get that feeling because he was a man, now he's a woman? Can he get that feeling? I don't want to know that. Hey, don't get me wrong, but I want to know that. That's just interesting to me. And he say he still like women. Man, and you know, hey, lesbians are lesbians. So lesbians, somehow, they do things to each other to, you know, make each other get that feeling, right? So I guess, and again, I don't know. I don't know if he can get that same feeling that a lesbian woman can get. Y'all with me? I don't know if he can get that feeling that a straight woman can get by being with a man or playing with toys or whatever his fancy is. I don't know. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, if I don't know the numbers or anything on his photo shoot with Vanity Fair, but Vanity Fair put him on the, I keep saying him, put her on the cover of their magazine this month or whatever. I don't know how often Vanity Fair comes out. You know, I want to say once a month, but I don't know. So once a month, you know, somebody new is on the cover. This month is this she, this man, woman. And, you know, how did he come to the photo shoot? Did he come to the photo shoot dressed like a woman? I mean, he's a tall man. And, you know, you see a tall woman out here and there, and every now and then. But I'm going to tell you, when I see a woman that's taller than me, a big tall woman, hey, the first thing comes to my mind is that a woman? And living in Atlanta, hey, you don't know. You don't know if it's a man or a woman. Some of these men who dress like women or, you know, transsexuals or whatever, you know, they done got they pretty good at putting their makeup on and all this stuff, and they look like women. From the 404 area code, the first three digits are 863. Call it. You're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who is this? Where you calling from?
What's happening, Paul?
What's going on?
Man, this go to show you, man. Money will make people do anything. I don't care how you dress it up, all the makeup in the world. It's a dude, ugly as hell. And what man would want to be with him, man? I mean, you know, when I'm with a woman and just that touch that a woman has, you know, soft and just caressing, man, and just, you know, you know you're the man when you're with this woman. But this guy here, man, you know, you're laying in bed with a dude, man, and the feet, the cover not touching your feet because his feet big as yours. And he just as hard as you are, and then you go to sleep and wake up and try to figure out where this guy is. He laying behind you, or come on, man. I'm like, ain't that much money in the world, man. Money make a man change his gender? Are you kidding me? And then sit there and say, well, I've been a woman. Why you get married so many times you've been a woman? How did you wind up with kids?
Yeah.
You know, so in other words, you've been an undercover switch hitter. But you sit here saying that you're not attracted to men. Why in the hell would a man change his gender to be you got women out here want to be a man and look the part of a man. You never heard of a woman want to be another woman lover and look like a woman.
Right.
So money make a man change his gender. It's a damn shame. I sit here and go broke first. Because I love me some woman, man. And sit here, you trying to nip tuck my stuff, cut it off, and peel it back. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I'll holler at you, man.
Just, all right, appreciate you calling,
man. I'm about tired of hearing about this dude, man.
I know it. That's why I say this is my last time. I ain't saying nothing else about this dude. Appreciate you calling.
You got it.
All right. So, again, I mean, it's just like the caller said. Money will make people do strange things. Strange things. And, I hate to say it, but it's always been shown time and time again that, and I'm not saying all Caucasian people, but I'm saying some will do anything for money. It's been proven time and time and time again. And, some people just don't have any regard for life. He said it's going to make him a better person, a happier person, and all this. How? How does this work like that? I don't know where this dude mind. I got about a minute left in the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hey, send me your emails, send me your text messages or whatever about this show, but this is going to be it. I'm not talking about Bruce Caitlin Jenner again. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. Have a great day. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23.5 hours. Have a great day. Hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. 'Cause I'll tell